So tell us a little bit about some of the damage that happened last night.
I was notified this morning from a resident that we had damage at our, say we call it the former SAS plant. And I went down to examine, and it's significant damage. Most of the front of the building is gone, is after collapsing onto the beach. And the building is totally exposed there now. And I'd be fearful for tomorrow when the wind is supposed to change around in the other direction that the roof is going. And where we're at right now, I think we're going to have a, what I always say, we're going to have a disaster, because we have 110 tanks still in the building that are going to be totally exposed to the elements and to the ocean, which we know that this stuff in the tanks is deadly to the fish and to anything marine in the ocean.
What was the wind like overnight?
Last night, it wasn't as bad as other nights, but I suppose over the past month or so, we're having really high winds here. We're so close to the water, it's taking a pounding, and it must have weakened the structure, and it gave way last night. It was all down on the beach. I'm in contact with different levels. Like I said, our MHA has gone away on a much-deserved holiday. I'm in contact with her. And I'm trying to reach out to our MP, Paul Connors, because I think the federal government should be involved in this cleanup somehow, to put it there. And they're after walking away from us.
There was a little bit of work that was supposed to be done. I think you were talking to us back last spring. Has there been any movement on that?
Yes, we have much movement. Actually, we're getting ready, hopefully, to go to tender next week with the cleanup. For the past month or 5 or 6 weeks, I don't want to knock them, but the town of Sunnyside is they're holding us back now. That's the site where the waste have to go and to be dumped, and they're kind of hesitant because I'm sure there's a new town council, and they want to make sure the best for the residents. And I do the same here, but that's where we're to right now. We're just waiting on the town of Sunnyside to say yes. And we're ready to go to tender with two or three cleanup companies ready to bid on it. And the government is working with us on this, but it just took too long. Everybody, even this last process, once we knew from the last budget that we had money for the cleanup, and we're at this today, and we're in January, it's taken too long. Feet are being dragged too long.
Does this kind of change the perspective, I guess, on getting this cleaned up faster, or, I guess looking back in hindsight, maybe not fast enough?
Well, this definitely changes us. I think we're on the edge of a disaster there now. If this goes the wrong way and it's into the ocean, like I said, the ocean, and we're in serious trouble there now. I think the federal government should step in a bit too and help out here. This should not be just on the province. The federal government is responsible for most of that, what went there on the beach, from funding to licensing to shutting them down. So I think the federal government is going to have to help out here too. It's going to be a major cleanup here now.
What would be your message to any residents who might be listening this morning?
Like I said, it's the residents near the building. I'm after talking to them. Tomorrow we may have to evacuate those residents, because if the wind changes the other way and the structure lifts off, which I think it will, we don't want nobody harmed. They're after putting up enough the past 20, 25 years with a smell. We certainly don't want them to be injured to go along with it. So they're pretty understanding. I got to give them credit. They're after putting up with a lot. And this, they kind of see a light at the end of the tunnel now. What's happening, they're kind of good news, bad news. They said something will have to happen. It came to this for something to happen.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to say to the government, I'm reaching out to every level. Come and help us. Let's get this done and out of here. Off of St. Mary's town, we're a small town, 307 residents. We don't have the money for this stuff. And I know the provincial government has some money put aside in the budget, but I think we're into a bigger cleanup now.